Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Till 9:30 or whatnot. Hey, you know what? Kudos to you, Anna. You were right. I was wrong. By the way, big changes coming to the Giants. Big, big changes have already happened. So make sure you subscribe to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Lawman, Joe Shasky. I think you guys podcasted like five times this week. We'll have everything you need to know about the end of the Farhan Zaidi era and the rise of Buster Posey becoming the president of baseball operations. Subscribe today so that you do not miss out on the best damn Giants talk in the Bay Area.
You know, it's interesting that you really think that the Giants have a much, much better shot with Pete Alonso.
Hold on. Let me pause right there. I don't know if they have a shot at Pete Alonso. Dreaming here.
No. I want to support where you're going because I do think they have a way better shot with Buster Posey, sight unseen.
All right.
Because if Buster Posey sits down with Pete Alonso, Pete's at least going to listen. That doesn't mean he's going to accept, but he's going to listen. If Farhan's like, hey, I need to meet with you. I mean, he's probably like, hey, see my agent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a cachet of trying to, you know, at least have a one-on-one with someone like Buster Posey?
Absolutely.
I would think someone like Pete Alonso, who clearly takes his craft very serious.
That's the player I want. Passion, intensity.
You would think that he would have some respect for him.
Absolutely. I just think we're able to dream again. I don't know how much cachet Farhan had. I really don't. And knowing that Buster Posey's up there, knowing that he's a world champion, knowing that he played the game, knowing that he's going to do things the right way, knowing that he knows that he can't do this alone, that he's reaching out to guys like Brian Sabian, that he's doing his due diligence on bringing in the GM here to kind of do the day-to-day, every day, be the face at the press conferences or whatnot. Buster Posey being here has given me hope that they can land a big fish. Now, they don't land a lot of big fishes in San Francisco. I get it. The history tells us that they need to develop and have homegrown talent, and that obviously is an emphasis on this year. Bryce Eldridge on line one, Ramos, Fitzgerald, whatever. But you do need somebody from the outside. And I look at this lineup, I need athleticism, and I need some power. I can take care of the power of free agency. I think Pete Alonso, no matter what stadium he's playing in, is good for 30 to 40 home runs a season.
No doubt.
It's just a threat.
Well, and I think when you talk about relatability and whatnot, again, I'm going deep on this, and people are going to roll their eyes, and they're going to think it's stupid. You clearly have to have the right amount of money. That's where it starts. Years and money, right? We all agree.
Yep.
I know with good authority, Buster loves hunting and fishing. Loves it. I also know that Pete Alonso loves hunting and fishing. And so if I was Buster Posey, I would suggest to Pete Alonso, let's go on a little trip. Let's go on a little guys outing, and let's just talk life, you know? And I would love to see it. You obviously have to have the right money. You have to have the right contract. Situation's got to be good. I don't know what the Mets are going to do. I mean, they're in like a very tight luxury tax situation. You know, their owner has been in trouble with Major League Baseball in terms of flying over the luxury tax. So I don't know where they stand. I don't know if they're just going to keep middle fingering Rob Manfred and the rest of the baseball owners, or if they're going to draw a hard line here. I have no idea what they're going to do. Maybe they got some big contracts besides Pete Alonso on their books.
No doubt. No doubt about that. But that's where it starts. Get in, Spinotti.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, we actually had a host here at the station, gentlemen, try to get a professional Bay Area athlete already to try to help recruit Pete Alonso to the Giants. This was Kyle Anderson, who's from New Jersey.
Oh.
Slow-mo, who's from Jersey, grew up a massive Mets fan, joined Steiny and Goo a couple days ago. And here's Goo asking Kyle a question.
Can you help the Bay recruit Pete Alonso?
Yeah.
No, we need to bring Polar Bear back.
I want
Petey back.
So now Buster Posey's going to have to, you know, outcompete with one slow-mo Kyle Anderson.
Wow. Wow. Well, see, 408 here at Comcast Business Text Line. Bonte, you're talking about Bryce all of a sudden like he's a cleanup hitter already when he could be another Luis Matos or maybe worse. We have no idea about the guy. Let's be real. You are right, 408. We have no idea about Bryce Eldridge, but today on this good football Friday, I am thinking positively. I am thinking big, and I am thinking, and I am dreaming, and I am dreaming that Eldridge will be in a 3-4-5 spot, hitting massive home runs as a rookie. So
with a lot of confidence, I'm going to tell you right now, Luis Matos is a fringe major leaguer. I don't know what he'll end up being. He's a fringe major leaguer. Bryce Eldridge is a major leaguer. He will be better than Luis Matos. I say that with the utmost confidence. And the reason that I would, if you're out there, like, oh, Joe Chesky says, no. Will Clark says it. No, JT Snow says it. No, Rich Aurelia says it. Ron Wotus says it. Bill Lasky, who I talked to on the side, says it. All those people say it. I trust people that have seen this guy up close in person and know what it takes mindset-wise, physically, to be able to make the bigs. He is a big leaguer. There's a reason this guy is flying through the minors.
I'm dreaming about
now,
this.
Does he reach the promise that we all have? No. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's a big leaguer.
But I'm going to dream right now. Giants fans haven't had the chance to dream over the last 6 years. Those dreams turned into nightmares, literally. Posey's here. It's a new, it feels different in the air when you drive by 24 Willie Mays Plaza. It just feels different driving by that brick stadium. It feels different. All of a sudden, I'm thinking to myself, I can't wait to go to a game here next season. I am alive when it comes to Giants baseball. And Pete, oh my gosh, Pete doing it yesterday. But it is a football Friday, and the Niners got business to handle. This is a big two-game stretch. We've been underselling it. These next two games could set the Niners up for a huge run before the bye week. I'm telling you, you beat up on the Cardinals on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
You go to Seattle with a gotta-have-it division rivalry game up there with the 12s against DK and company. All right? You steal that game. You're 4-2. You get a mini-bye. Now you play the Kansas City Chiefs. Now you play the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl rematch. And if you could just get that game, all of a sudden, I'm thinking big, Shasky. I'm thinking 5-game winning streak before the bye week. Hell, with 5-3, what about 6-2? Huh? These are the 49ers. Mason are running hard. I got Brock Purdy playing as well as any quarterback in the league right now. Maybe I'm going to walk back my take on Joe Burrow. Yes, Brock Purdy is playing better football than Joe Burrow. The hell with that. I'm not scaring you internet punks who are in love with. I'm riding with my guy, number 13, Brock Purdy. So let's get into football. We got Willie coming on. Patrick Willis. This is a great football Friday, folks. 888-957-9570. Come on, man. Like Guru said, sports, man. It's a lot happening.
All right, quickly. Detroit or Cleveland, who are you taking?
Cleveland.
Okay, I am too. Philly Mets.
Phillies at 5.
I'm taking the Phillies too. Pitching's just too good. Yankees, Royals.
Yankees at 4. This is going to be a good one, though. Royals are sneaky good, man.
I'm going to go with the Royals.
Yeah.
I think it's a 7-game series.
Ooh. No, these are best of fives, right?
Excuse me. Five.
I'm going Brock's Bombers.
I'm going Padres over the Dodgers.
I got Padres over Dodgers at 4. So I got Padres playing the Phillies in the NLCS. Yankees, Guardians in the
same,
ALCS.
We have basically the same thing but the Royals. I got Royals.
Dude.
Yankees pitching's all over the place.
Yeah, but that hitting's going to come alive. I think the hitting's going to carry. Juan Soto was made for the playoffs. And it's just different. Playoff baseball, Yankee Stadium. I don't know if the Royals are ready for this. All right, don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal live 2 hours before the start of the game. I'm not going to lie, Shask. I'm kind of rooting for the Yankees to win it all. And can I admit this out loud? We went to that Yankee game when I was in New York. Anna bought a blue Yankee hat. She bought 2 Yankee hats, actually. Somebody else bought a Yankee hat, too, and I'll leave it at that.
Well, you're a frontrunner. I'm not surprised. Join us at the
Hilton Santa Clara.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com